As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Happy Monday to everyone in Kansas City driving along. Starting off your day, if you're not, you're just kind of chilling on a Monday. Congratulations to that as well. It is officially draft week. We'll do draft-oriented stuff the entire week. We kind of mentioned it last segment with Jay Binkley. Again, by the way, 6 to 9 p.m. tonight here on 96.5 The Fan, draft special show.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you get mad that we're not talking about the draft every single topic, I tell you to, you know, pace yourself. Because 6 o'clock, you're going to hear names you didn't even know existed.
Well, like we just mentioned that one guy that I had no idea who he was, R.J. Beatty or something like that, running back from UCF. Binkley knew exactly who that guy was, right? Hey, we'll have Mitch on. He'll be in here, you know, in the hour, and we'll have a lot of conversation with him. I'm sure he's going to kind of lead us kind of where maybe he thinks, you know, the Chiefs are going to go. His draft conversation is awesome. Tomorrow, I'm actually really looking forward to having Matt McMullen in from the Chiefs, Chiefs.com. You want to talk about a dude who is up on the draft. That cat is dialed in, man. So that's going to be a fun hour as well. I'm sure Binkley will be taking copious notes on all of this stuff that is coming up over the next couple of days here on the show. So it's a lot of fun, man. You get that rebirth of your team. We'll all be fired up about guys we've never heard of before, and then they'll all make big impacts on this team because that's what happens with Brett Veach draft picks, right? Your number 6th round pick starts as your left guard, and now will be one of the highest paid guys in the NFL at the offensive line. So they know what they're doing.
Saturday was an eventful day for many. One, it was Bob's birthday, so I hope the 48th was a classic.
Yeah, went to my friend Brittany's fashion show, Fit Brit, got her new line out of clothing that is very much like the Lululemon style stuff. Great fabric, great clothing, awesome stuff. So got an opportunity to do that, see the models modeling the Fit Brit stuff, had a couple of old fashions, and you know, celebrated my birthday the right way. We had a good time.
That's awesome. Doubt.
Also that morning, we were given the news that one MJ Melendez was demoted. And this was J.J. Piccolo with Joel Goldberg on the FanDuel Sports Network.
There's never a right day or right time. It's just you get a feel for the what's going on with the team and how a player's performing. But it was something we've been discussing for the last week or so, knowing that Mark was going to be back. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, somebody's going to be left out. In this case, it was MJ. And just want to see him go back to the minor leagues and continue the work that he's doing.
What hasn't happened make the story time for him beyond the move that was needed?
Yeah, well, first, I'd just say I give him a lot of credit because he spent the whole offseason working on something that we believe he's on the right path. Made a couple other adjustments while we were in New York and saw it pay off a little bit. But, you know, that is, changes like that need to take a little bit. It will take a little bit of time. And sometimes the setting is just best not at this level, maybe in AAA where he can relax a little bit and reset and continue working on the things that he's trying to do.
That's a big move for the Royals, in my opinion, to send down MJ, because this was a guy that was drafted high, a guy that they kind of thought was the future of this organization. They really thought he was going to be kind of a cog in all of this, and they're admitting defeat with them. I mean, they could have kept him here and sent Drew Waters down, but Drew Waters doesn't deserve to go back down to the minor leagues. MJ Melendez does deserve to go back to the minor leagues. And so to make that move on a guy that they had faith in, I think it shows a lot. And the bad part is there's just nobody else ready to come up and take his place on the big league roster. He was moved down because Mark Canha came back from injury. You'd love it to be because there was a young guy pushing MJ Melendez to take his roster spot. But I think that's a big move for them. The easy move would have been Drew Waters back down to the minor or something of that nature, but they sent MJ back down. That's admitting defeat as an organization, and I know they won't say it like that, Dusty, but they'll be like, no, it's good for him to kind of get his headspace all cleared out. But when you have a top prospect like that that comes up here and fails miserably, to send him back down, that's a big move by the organization, and I applaud them for doing that because it's not easy to make a move like that.
No, but I mean, it's something that has to happen. You have just somebody who is struggling mightily at the plate and just cannot seem to do anything. I mean, he hit the home run against the New York Yankees the very next night, 0-for-4, 3 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, clearly, like, wasn't seeing the way that it was going. And I think this is one of those things where, like, when, you know, it gets very bleak, you have to make drastic changes. We saw Vinny Pasquantino hit 7th in the lineup yesterday against Tarik Skubal.
Love it.
Somehow the Royals got 7 hits against Skubal. I don't know how. It just happens to go that way. You have an off day today. You no longer have the distraction of, you know, blowhards like us being like, I don't understand why MJ is on the roster. Well, he's not anymore. Vinny Pasquantino was moved significantly down in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do with Salvador Perez's struggles? I know he is a veteran, the captain. They're going to give him all the time in the world that he wants. They're going to give him 162 if they want to do that.
Right.
But again, like, things will continue to happen until they start seeing a trend going the right way. Yesterday was, whether you like it or not, and whether you want us to sit here until we're blue in the face and talk about the NFL draft, again, don't worry. You have 6 to 9 p.m. is a full draft covered show. We'll have Mitch Holtis on this show today. We've had Jay Binkley on the show, Matt McMullen tomorrow. We will be hitting the draft as much as possible, but there are other issues within this city that are involved with sports. And one of those things was MJ Melendez all year long. How long can he stay on this roster? How long can he continue to fail and it not be noticed? It's noticed. Your general manager, J.J. Piccolo, said, hey, it's time. Mm-hmm. This is one of those things where he goes to Q and says, we got to do something. And Q goes, okay, whatever you're thinking. Because I thought for sure, and this is me, I thought for sure Drew Waters was going to go back to AAA.
Of course, right? Yes.
Everyone thought that. And you're like, oh, it's not Drew Waters.
Right.
It's Mark Canha coming up, and it's MJ Melendez going down. So that lets you know that the Royals are still currently trying to buck this trend of getting absolutely whipped on that road trip. Now they have an off day. Clear your mind. Go do whatever you need to do. Go get your Freddy's cheeseburger and chili cheese fries if that's what you got to do to get out of this funk. I don't care what it is. Maybe you got to have those Roger Maris eggs or whatever they are from 61.
Right.
Do whatever it is you got to get out of this funk. You got a day off and you face a team that is absolutely terrible. And right now, so are you. But go be the better, worst team, if that makes any sort of sense.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. But now that MJ's gone, the pressure now, I think, goes to Vinny Pasquantino. I think he's the next guy that needs to kind of look at this as kind of a wake-up call. They're not sending Salvador Perez down. They're not sending Hunter Renfroe down, right? You can't send those guys down. But what you can do is now, hey, Vinny, if you don't start picking it up, maybe we have a spot reserved for you down in Omaha. Or maybe we have a spot reserved for you, you know, at the end of the bench, and you won't get as many at-bats here at the big league level. But I think Vinny's kind of the next guy now that's on the clock for the Royals that needs to step it up. And hopefully everybody else looks at the MJ Melendez one and goes, okay, that's a wake-up call for all of us. Have the off day today, decompose a little bit, and get back at it against Colorado and get healthy against Colorado.
Congratulations on your 200th strikeout as well. I know you don't talk about yourself a ton, but an accomplishment like that, what does that mean?
I appreciate it. Yeah, hopefully there are a whole lot more to get.
I know you're busy preparing for a start before the game, but did you happen to see the lines of people waiting to get in here to get your bobblehead? They reached across the bridge and into downtown.
I didn't. Yeah, I saw the full stadium. That was cool. I didn't see all that.
What's it mean when you just hear it now that people were waiting in lines that were, again, across an entire bridge, across an entire river to come see you play?
It's cool. Wish we would have gotten them a win.
Did you get a look at the bobblehead?
Yeah, I saw it a while ago. It's a bobblehead.
Is it closer? Does it look like you?
Okay. I don't know. Oh, it's a bobblehead. I don't. It's not my
Read
thing.
The room reporters. Yeah. He does not care. Like, oh boy!
I got a story coming up at 10 o'clock that says you're excited about the bobblehead doll. Can you please feign excitement so we can use this soundbite on the 10 o'clock news? I mean,
Yeah. That's
Paul Skeens for Don't Know. Did you see the line for this thing?
Yeah.
I mean, it legitimately was across the bridge in downtown. Basically, that baseball stadium's on an island, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got the Roberto Clemente Bridge that we all see in the background and how beautiful that is. And they're all lined up across that bridge into downtown. That's not a short line to wait in to see this guy. But you know what? I mean, you keep saying it. He'll be a Yankee for years and, you know, be pitching in New York. And I was thinking about this a little bit yesterday because the Pirates are a disgusting organization. They really are. They got an awesome ballpark. They got some really good young talent. You know, O'Neill Cruz is really good. Obviously, Paul Skeens is really good. Hayes is really good at third. Like, they've got some good talent on there, but they just don't win games and they just don't invest into that ball club. And I know, like, Major League Baseball and the owners are going to have this strike, lockout, whatever it is in 2027, and baseball players are adamant that they don't want a salary cap, which I completely understand. But what if they put something in place in baseball, like, if you don't surround your good players with legitimate talent, baseball is able to take these players away and auction them off to the highest bidder at the end of the season?
And because, I fear for Bobby Wood Jr.
Well, I mean, but that's the gray area,
so
right?
Not.
Like yeah. where do you decide where the talent is? Maybe you have to have a certain level of payroll and, you know, amount of veterans on your team or something like that. Like, if you're making an attempt, and the Royals are making an attempt to win. It's just not working at this point in time. They signed Lugo to that contract. They signed Cole Reagans to the contract. They signed Bobby. They got Salvi's contract done. Like, they're trying to go out there and win. The Pirates aren't trying. Like, there's a clear line of demarcation. The Pirates are not trying to win baseball games. Neither are the Colorado Rockies at this point in time. And so if you're one of these great players like a Paul Skeens, you should not have to be subjected to an organization that's not out there getting the job done. And maybe that's a way to wake up some of these owners to try to start winning and put more money back into their team. All right, we're not going to have a salary cap, but if you stink and you've got a great player like Paul Skeens, he's not on your team at the end of the season and he gets auctioned off to the highest bidder and you don't get anything for it.
Say what you will about the Pittsburgh's Pirates organization. They did have a very well-done achievement this weekend, though, because originally the promotion was supposed to be just for the first 20,000 fans in attendance. To the Pirates decided to pivot from that. Shout out to Ross from Friends. And are instead offering a bobblehead to every fan who scanned into the game. Because like you said, they quoted and said, "We saw the lines and the unprecedented response by this unique giveaway." Pirates team president Travis Williams said in a release statement, "Bob Nutting called me and we discussed how we can ensure every fan coming to today's game received one. I give a lot of credit to our internal team for the quick response to make that happen. More details to come." So
this is also the organization that's getting ripped for taking up all the bricks with their, like, "I love my dad. Here it is" on the front of the Pirate Stadium. They threw them all in a dumpster. So they have to make amends out there in Pittsburgh right now. Smart move by them to do that.
No doubt about it. Coming up on the other side, it is draft week. We dive back into and we do our own draft of our favorite Brett Veach draft picks, plus we dive into one word, including this Royal weekend here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Dried out from the weekend just to be soaked again, because Thursday night it's here, baby.
You talk about from booze or you talk about from the weather?
I mean, both.
Okay.
And then Thursday, probably from the draft, because everybody is just on pins and needles to see who's going 14th overall in the draft.
Who has that pick?
I couldn't tell you.
Could affect the entire shape of the draft for the Chiefs, 14th, though. You never know. 14th. Yeah.
I'm going to guess the Cincinnati Bengals. I feel like that's probably where they're at. Am I wrong, or is that like where the Colts are?
Colts.
Is it?
Yep.
Hey. Dusty, all you do is talk baseball, but you know who gets the 14th pick in two shots. But the Fans Draft Party is Thursday, April 24th at the Landing in Liberty, starting at 6 p.m. Bink and Unicero.
Ted!
We'll be broadcasting live during the first round. Also tonight, 6 to 9 p.m., full draft show.
Oh yeah.
Tonight here on 96.5 The Fan, the draft contest is back with a $965 cash prize, an autographed Juan Taylor helmet as well. 1 point for player drafted in the first round, 3 points if you get the right player on the right team. As Binkley mentioned earlier, you got three free spaces: Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, and Abdul Carter.
And none of those will go in that order. Yeah. Right?
Times are trading.
Make sure that your sheet is turned in prior to the first pick on the clock, and the entire fan staff will be in attendance. Just don't bother me when I'm eating my Ben Maller chicken fingers. But it is draft week, so we'd have the drafts of the shows. So today we start off where we go non-funny. It's not like food or snacks or, you know, seasons. We go with Brett Veach's picks. So we start in what? Do we want to start in 2017?
Start when he took over as general manager. 2018. Patrick Mahomes is not a quote-unquote. As it is, it's not. John Dorsey was still the general
That's
manager.
That's Dorsey's pick.
The Veach truthers will argue that to the day you're dead, right?
So Bob gets the first pick. We will go snake. We'll do what? You want to do four? You want to do three? What do you want? You want to do four?
It says the three best, right?
Okay.
Three.
I'll take the first pick, and I will go with Trent McDuffie.
Okay. Interesting pick. Love it. Is it me next? Okay,
that's
me next.
What it says.
That is what the order says. I will go another cornerback. I'll actually go Legarius Sneed. Ooh. I believe that was the 2019 or no, it was the 2020 draft. I just felt the defensive back and the defensive backfield was in need of something. He elongated the lifeline there for a long time.
Yeah, Legarius Sneed, fourth round pick in 2020.
It's a good pick.
Louisiana Tech. Okay. So no one's going to take Breland Speaks off the board yet.
No, okay, Cody's got him a little bit later on, because Cody still talks about Breland Speaks.
I will take a next year pick from LeJarius Sneed, the first overall pick for the Chiefs in the 2021 draft, your captain and your middle linebacker, Nick Bolton.
Bolton's a good pick, man. Okay. Yep.
Love it.
And then it's me again, right? That's how snake drafts work?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yep, yeah.
Okay, I'm just trying to type these in here so nobody has like the same thanks for listening type of draft pick here. So I'll go Bolton with mine, and then I'll go back-to-back picks. I'll go Creed Humphrey, same draft. You got your battery mate for your quarterback. You've got your lifelong center, the guy you should trust the most. Plenty of Super Bowl rings. Give me Creed Humphrey, who will eventually be in the Ring of Honor and quite possibly could be a future Hall of Famer in the NFL.
Love it. Yeah, I'll go a similar route there. Earlier on in his career, a lot to go. He will be suspended this year, FYI. But Rashee Rice is going to be my second draft pick. Mm-hmm. Completely rejuvenated a receiving room. Came in without him. They would not won a Super Bowl last year. Kind of becoming that number one option as a rookie. To do that, let alone as a rookie, let alone in a Chiefs offense, as a rookie is quite impressive. Rashee Rice.
So this is good because it's snake style. So we're only doing three rounds. So I get the next two picks and I'm done, right? And shockingly, everybody that I had on my list is still there except for Creed Humphrey. So I feel really good about this one. I'm taking Trey Smith with the second pick or my second pick in the second round. And I'm following that up with Xavier Worthy. So those are my picks.
Okay.
So Trey Smith with Xavier Worthy.
Nice.
Trey Smith was definitely on my board. We're having to kind of...
I think Trey Smith is probably, in my opinion, the best overall draft pick that Brett Veach has ever made based on where he was picked, what he's made, what he's accomplished, you know, where he's going right now. You don't get an all-pro, basically, left or right guard in the sixth round of an NFL draft. Obviously, the injury concerns and all of that stuff pushed him there, but the Chiefs still took him with that sixth round pick. And for me, that's arguably everything encompassed Brett Veach's best overall pick.
Yeah, sixth round pick being top five in his position is just
great,
unbelievable.
Right?
I don't care if the health concerns or not. They took a chance, and that has obviously paid off. You know, similar... Seventh round pick, Isaiah Pacheco.
Good pick.
We're not all happy about him right now. No one's like, oh, yeah, Pacheco. But we've got to remember, this guy, when he's been healthy as a seventh round pick out of Toledo, has
Rutgers.
Been a top out of Rutgers. Who's Toledo? Who am I thinking
of? You're thinking of Hunt. Toledo,
okay, thank you.
Holy Toledo is what they said when he fumbled the first fumble or handoff of his career in the NFL. Literally, it's what they said. And they never fumbled again.
But Isaiah Pacheco, I mean, he was a top 10, top 12 running back for around two seasons and helped catapult this Chiefs offense and kind of keep them grounded when they had receiver issues, when they had Kelce kind of getting a little slower. Pacheco's been there. I know last season people are a little bit waned off of him, but he'll win some people back this season.
Yeah, I look, the Pacheco thing, he's a seventh-round running back. We've already gotten more than we could have ever bargained out of Isaiah Pacheco. If he never carries the ball again for the Kansas City Chiefs, never does one more thing for them, that draft pick is already paid off. A seventh round running back to basically be your star for 22 and 23? Hell yeah, man.
Good.
What a great pick.
Yeah, this one's kind of tough because I go between guys that are obviously no longer here anymore, but also were impactful draft picks by Brett Veach. So I'm kind of like torn on where to take this next pick. So I'm going to take Juan Thornhill.
That's a good pick.
I thought Juan Thornhill was kind of that, you know, man in waiting behind Tyrann Mathieu, who was like the original face to change the outlook of this defense that went from putrid to great. Juan Thornhill came in as a safety and was able to give you that sort of like, all right, Tyron, like, we appreciate your time. There you go. And I think that's one of those things where it's like, it was a great pick in the second round for Juan Thornhill. I thought he did fine here. I was between him and Willie Gay because I thought Willie Gay, I would have taken Willie Gay, but Willie Gay obviously missed a lot of time missing games. But he was one of those guys last year that was one of those picks that gets, you know, maybe forgotten about. But you're all of a sudden like, man, I really wish Willie Gay was on this team. Obviously, he went to New Orleans, and now he's, I believe, somewhere else even now.
I don't even know that he is anywhere else right now. Did he leave New Orleans. He only had a one-year deal. I don't remember seeing him signing with anybody else. He may well have. I'm not following, you know, the...
And I guess I could have taken Georgie Porgy Puddin' Pie, as Nick Schwartz used to call him, but George Karloftis was another one of mine that I could have put on that
Miami
list.
He's now with, yeah.
Yeah, so...
best of luck.
But yeah, those are our picks here in our Brett Veach favorite draft picks. I went Bolton, Humphrey, Thornhill. Mac went Sneed, Rashee Rice, Pacheco. Bob went McDuffie, Trey Smith, and Xavier Worthy.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good picks that
good
this
picks,
guy's
man.
Made over the course of his career that people forget about. Derek Nottie coming out in his first draft. I mean,
Sneaky.
That guy was a mainstay on the defensive line for the Chiefs, and he was a third-round pick back in 2018. Colin Saunders, I thought, is another really good draft pick by Brett Veach. Played good here and is playing well in New Orleans. And Nick Allegretti out of that same draft. You heard Binkley talk about him.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick Allegretti is a starter for the Washington Commanders right now. Legarius Sneed, great pick. You mentioned that. Mike Dana, also in 2020 as a fifth-round draft pick, man.
Guys.
Like, Mike Dana is one of my favorite players on this team. You've got, obviously, Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey, Nick Bolton, Karloftis. You've got Trent McDuffie. I mean, Jalen Watson.
One for me that sticks out.
Noah Gray is kind of going to be a quiet one. This could be a big year for him. They gave him that extra money last year, so
it's
they expect big things out of Noah Gray.
He could
right?
start for 10 other teams.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but I think the problem with drafting a tight end here now is that everybody just assumes they're going to be the next Travis Kelce. Mm. If I was a tight end, I'd probably go, don't take me there. Yeah, I don't want to be the next Travis Kelce. I'll never be the next Travis Kelce.
Tony G and Kelce. Yeah, those are
right?
my comps.
Yeah, like those are that's who everybody's expecting to be kind of, you know, at the tight end position right now. And so they got some guys. They got Jared Wiley last year. Maybe he, you know, takes the next step forward and we'll see where he can go. But I mean, over the years, Brett Veach has done one hell of a job drafting. And really where Brett Veach gets a lot of the credit for drafting is when you're picking 31 or 32 every year for the last 5, 6, 7 years, you hardly ever have an opportunity to pick a real true first round talent. And they have figured this thing out. Brett Veach has mastered this draft.
Nobody had Hunter Norzad out of Penn State on the team.
No, Binkley did though. Binkley's texting in Norzad. Somebody say Norzad.
No one had Jalen Watson.
Watson, yeah.
Nazi Johnson, another one that was a sleeper pick there, and no one had Cornell Powell. Unfortunately, so the camp hero in Cornell Powell, that everyone wanted to see.
Always had hope.
Yeah,
everyone had hope. And it just, you know, it's like,
everybody loves that wide receiver guy that you've never heard of before in camp, right?
Well, we're getting back to the Justin Ross season.
Yes, we are. It's happening. Yeah, today's first day of, you know, phase one or phase two, I guess it is, where the guys can kind of come in and get their weights on and whatnot and start the on-field activities. Yep. And Justin Ross will, I'm sure, be part of this thing, and the hype train will get going.
Sky Moore's in the best shape of his life, Bob.
Who's that other guy that we always talked about? Jody Fortson. Is he around?
Oh,
is he back this year?
Don't get my brother started on Jody Fortson.
Oh, big fan, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Loves him some Jody, huh?
So Karloftis is a draft snub, I would say, is the only one, in my opinion.
How about that? George Karloftis, a first-round pick. We selected 9 players, and not one of us went with George Karloftis.
Yeah, and he wouldn't be my next pick, personally. But
who would be your next pick?
I mean, honestly, Gay, Chenault. I could make an argument for Noah Gray.
Pick, yeah.
I think Josh Williams is a good pick. But yeah, I think in that road, I think George Karloftis is really
good. Karloftis is second most in franchise history with playoff sacks, only behind Frank Clark.
Only behind Frank Clark, yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah, it's like third all-time or something.
Both guys been here for a combined 5.5 years.
Nuts.
Well, didn't get a lot of playoff success back in the day.
No.
All right, Matt, get into one word.
One word. We'll start with the draft and then end with the draft. So here we go. One word on draft week.
Exciting.
Beginning.
Yeah,
it's a new start. You know, you obviously have the stories from last year. Where do teams fix their team moving forward? Obviously, all we will see on draft night when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs, if we're still awake, because that thing's just going to milk itself out. They'll be like, well, last year in the Super Bowl, you know, Mel Kiper, last year in the Super Bowl, you know, they were really bad on the left tackle. I think they got to go tackle here. They also don't have a lot of defensive help on the defensive side of the tackle. They could go there as well. And don't be surprised if they trade up or trade back. So you got it all covered, Mel.
Sure do.
And there's VIP on TV.
Yep.
Beginning would be the one word I would describe.
Gotcha. Yeah, mine would be on that same note. Finally, we get to be done with this and begin. Let's go.
It's one of the greatest sporting events of the year. Top three.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One word. We'll get to the Royals here. One word on Easter yesterday.
Candy.
A lot of candy.
Joyful. I mean, you know, I get to do a lot of stuff with family, like go to church, see everybody that I haven't seen in a while, talk to people, see family as well. It was a joyful day. It was a fun Easter weekend to like talk to people and get to see people that I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, no, I felt the same way. Easter was very refreshing.
I didn't really eat any candy.
Oh, my mother, my wife, my mother-in-law, just bags of Reese's peanut butter cups. Like, what am I supposed to do here?
Yeah, it's
trying to get me
traps.
Fat again.
Yeah.
This is why I couldn't achieve at West Point, Pam. All the damn candy you're feeding me.
Just go to Target and all those places. See, they have the half-price candy day on sale.
Well, that's what Jen said. She's going to go half-price candy shopping today.
But
kids seem to get Valentine's candy for Easter a lot.
But they're on to us because now they put the sales like 2 days before the holiday, so they get the people out of there before they can. Because you know all the Mother's Day stuff's coming out now.
That's That's true.
You go to Target. You go to
yes.
Oh, May 10th or May 11th, one of those 2 days.
Oh, yeah. That is quick, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, we're 3 weeks away
this
from
Mother's
Day.
This is the last full week of April, dude. Yeah. Like, it's over.
Yeah.
One thing that's not over yet is this Royals season. Contrary to some of the texture's beliefs, one word on the Royals weekend.
I'll count that.
He. disappointing.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, just sad.
Went 6-game losing streak.
They didn't have their 6-game losing streak till September of last year.
Tough. But again, at least you won enough games before that. At least you have some sort of pitching to balance out your atrocious offense. But it was still a disappointing weekend because, I mean, you had to take 3 out of 4 against Detroit just to have some, you know, keep people from putting in the text line, yawn. Like somebody texted in a full word, yawn, with 7 N's on the end because people are just absolutely, like people say, you need to match Binks' energy on the draft. We told you this was going to happen. If they don't win 3 out of 4, at least go 500 against Detroit, half the city's done.
Yeah, no, it's not about whether or not they're still alive for the playoffs. They very much are.
Of course.
It's the fact of keeping the interest of fans, man. Like, this isn't 1982 all over again where you only have baseball to watch at night. You don't put a good product out there. People don't feel like it's exciting to watch. They move on, and now you have to work double to get those fans back. That's just the way it is. That's human nature, man.
People would rather watch Mel Kiper right now on Tuesday night from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock than watch the Kansas City Royals play the Colorado Rockies.
That's true. That's where they are right now, and that's their own doing. You know, you had that opportunity. You had a big 10-day stretch against the 3 arguably biggest competitors in the American League. You showed you're not quite ready to compete with the Yankees, the Tigers, and the Indians right now. You went 2-8 in that 10-game stretch.
Or you can go back and watch WrestleMania. There's 2 nights. And you can go see Liv Morgan.
Yeah, there you go.
Just don't show Jay Binkley who Liv Morgan is because he'll have a new top 5.
Yeah, will he?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. One word on the NBA playoffs. First weekend, Bob, were the blinds closed?
Well, how many ends was in that yawn?
7.
I got 8. 9, 10, 11, 12.
Kind of
a lot of blowouts. Only one game was close, right?
No, it's
that Clippers game.
Clippers game was really close, and the Nuggets or not Nuggets, Pistons Knicks.
Oh yeah, okay,
was really good overtime.
Nuggets game was kind of close until like the last 4 minutes.
Yeah,
and then your boy went off with a quadruple double.
I saw somebody suggest the other day.
You don't want to bring in.
Oh my God!
You don't want to bring in the quadruple double. I don't know what that is.
That is the draft binder, ladies and gentlemen, from one Mitch Holthus.
That's a draft Bible right there.
Look at that thing. Can you see it on the camera? See that thing? Can you hold that up?
More to your right, Bob. There it is. That's beautiful.
I mean, look how thick that thing is.
Are we starting with Genesis or Exodus on that draft Bible?
That's big. I mean, that thing is that may be the biggest one yet.
We'll break early because we got the man, the myth, the legend in studio, Mitch Holthus, talking all things draft. So put your yawns away and grab your coffee here on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan. He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Go. The draft is on Thursday, April 24th. You can put that last season to bed, 15-2, Super Bowl loss. It's all in the past. And the way that you build your future is by adding new weapons or new players to your team. The creatine is getting shook. The nectars of the gods are getting ready to be gargled by Mitch Holthus here on draft week. Mitch, first and foremost, thank you so much for coming in studio on this wonderful Monday morning. And also, how excited are you for the 2025 NFL draft that will be in Lambeau?
This is the sweet nectar of the end zone.
Yeah, there it is. It's still got a little bit left.
Got some left. Saved it, put it in the basement. So excited for this draft, just because I think it really kind of starts a whole new chapter.
Mm-hmm.
It is the next phase of Patrick Mahomes' career.
Yep.
As he approaches 30. It is this team where I've looked at it, watched it for 12 years, and I've seen Andy Reid be brilliant at what he's just looked at me at the eyes sometimes and go, I'll fix it. And so to come off that Super Bowl loss, I just feel like it's a chance to recoil and rebound and next chapter.
You know,
it starts with this draft.
You say next chapter. We talked about it the last couple of weeks or so, I guess it was. What chapter of Patrick Mahomes' career is this? Is this entering chapter number two of his career, or are we much further past chapter number two right now?
Feels like three.
Okay.
One was his start.
Right.
His incredible start when he becomes Batman or any of the other Marvel comic heroes. The second one is where he becomes dominant. And now it is the challenge of being 30 and what happens between 30 and 35 in his age.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens to this team with one more shot with Kelsey. But I think this, again, just feels like a start of a new era.
Yeah, see, that's where I get kind of confused because the haircut's changed. He's 30, but we still have Travis Kelsey. So we're kind of like in that tweener chapter, you know? Like if Travis had retired, then I'd be like, okay, we're fresh. We're starting chapter three. But Travis is still kind of there like chapter 2.2 or something like that. I don't know.
My two favorite series, one was Mad Men. It was just brilliant. I think it was underrated. Two, Ted Lasso. Actually, Hell on Wheels is close. Third, nobody knows about that one. It's just awesome because it's about around here. But this is about, think about Ted Lasso or Mad Men. It's like you're halfway through it, but you're going into that third part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this team is. I also think that Brett Veach and his staff have done an excellent job in this offseason. They just stay on it. They never stop. The throttle is stuck wide open. But guys, Chris Shea is brilliant. Mike Bradway is now stepping into, he's the next superstar, in my opinion. And in fact, Defending the Kingdom, the last two Defending the Kingdom podcasts that I do with Matt McMullen deals with those two areas. And that is what this team has done to get him to in position for Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday, but then also to start this new chapter. Because I think they're all thinking that same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not hanging on to something. You're starting something new.
It just feels like we need that, too. Like you were kind of mentioning before the show, it's like it's just been kind of like quiet with Chiefs stuff. You know, since the Super Bowl, it's been, you know, the Royals were, you know, going to have great expectations going in. And, you know, we know where they are at this point of the season. Not a lot of excitement about them at this point in time. It feels like now it's time to start ramping that sheet. Like we're over the Super Bowl loss. It's time to kind of move forward, right?
Well, and I mean it nationally, too.
Yeah.
The lights have been so bright on this team nationally with Travis and Taylor and Mahomes and all the way, you know, through. It's okay for those lights to turn somewhere else because it allowed this team to just do its work and get ready to counterattack. And so I think it's good that not everybody's watching every little thing the Chiefs do and talk about it.
Yeah. So it all gets going on Thursday with that draft. And, you know, we can sit here and talk of names or whatever we want to talk about. You've got a Bible of names right there. I think for me, it's all about that positioning. And mm-hmm. I look at defensive line, Mitch. I want to kind of start there with you. Is defensive line kind of the honey spot this year for the draft?
Well, the honey spot to me is actually those picks 63, 66, and 95. And I think Brett Veach alluded to it the other day in his presser. After pick 20-ish, from 21 to 100, you got a chance to get some really good players. And I mean starters, potential Pro Bowlers, all-pro guys. Let me give a shout-out first to Austin.
Mm-hmm.
You know Austin Woodard.
I know Austin.
And he's the best mortician in the state.
He is.
Yeah, he got that award, I think, in Joplin, Missouri. He just loves personnel. He loves offensive line technique, but he puts together the Bible pretty much, but I'll use this for 10 years. We pick up players, I reference back to it. Yes, I use electronic, okay? I've got an iPad and two laptops.
No. Never seen it.
Just save all that stuff, okay, on social media, like stop it, people. But for quick reference and having it all comprehensive right there within seconds, I've got it with the Austin Woodard Bible. So
how do you get those all to your game? Like if you're using those 10 years at a time, like how do you get 10 of those to a game?
The basement's it's ugly down there. It's ugly, but I know where it's at. Like, so you go get Christian Fulton and you go, let's go back and look at his draft report. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So those are actually, you find some nuggets in there and take a young man and take him from that point on. Let's go back. Yeah. The interior defensive line, I think at 31, if they stay put at 31, which I think it feels like a move up or down to me, but at pick 31, I think interior defensive line, because what you want at 31, in my opinion, is an immediate starter, immediate impact week one, and then an eventual Pro Bowl slash All Pro. And I think those guys are there in this draft at the interior defensive line. Not so much edge. Yes, there's talent there. But I think this team, if you find a young Chris Jones or a Chris Jones complement, I would love to find a combination of taking what Derek Nnadi did for this team. And I heard you talking about him, and I think it's a very astute point.
Thank you.
He's a terrific two-gap player. He does the dirty work. People don't appreciate him enough, but now he's gone. He's a Jet. But take him and what Turk Wharton was able to do, now a Panther, put that person together, or put those two guys together, and then give them 35-inch wingspan and let her rip. But that, I can see that in this draft with some guys.
A lot of guys like that. Yeah. No, the Derek Nnadi pick, I mean, I think it goes down as one of the better picks of Brett Veach's, you know, tenure here in Kansas City. I mean, that was a second-round pick that was a starter for 5 or 6 years that he was here.
This team has been good, really good at two things. One, defending the run. We saw that consistently. They gave up one long run all year, basically, and they shut down Saquon Barkley. Say what you want. But then, two, they're great at defending the tunnel or bubble screens, better than any team in the league. Well, some of that is your DBs, a lot of it your linebackers, but it's also your D linemen. And if your interior defensive linemen are able to move laterally and get from point A to point B in a hurry and make an impact play, you become an elite defense. And so that's the underrated part of what Spags has been able to do. And then you got to look for those kind of guys. And that's where Veach and his staff are great. They look at it from a defensive player. Let's take interior defensive line. They look at it through Spags' glasses. And then with coach on the or Nags on the offensive side.
I think it's interesting because, for one, I get now tweeted at to stay focused on almost anything. You've coined that into my life.
I'm trying to look at you in the eye now. I'm looking at you in the studio. I'm trying to figure out, are you focused?
I am, man. As soon as you threw that Bible down, I'm ready for the sermon.
Take a sip of the
nectar. It's a little backwash at this point, but I appreciate it. But no, the thing is that, like, I look at this team, and you mentioned Saquon Barkley, and you mentioned running backs. Like, you are on board, and I've been on board with this since, I think, the Monday after the loss. We were still in New Orleans. Like, I think this team needs, like, an electric style of guy back there. Again, I'm not saying to go find Jahmyr Gibbs or Bijan Robinson like that, but somebody that's not just between the guards, you know, 2 to 3 yards and move the chains, but somebody that can actually be a dynamic piece. And you got those two picks in the third round with a deep running back draft. We've asked Binkley, who you know would sleep on that as his pillow every night if he could. But, like, do you agree in that sort of situation that in that third round with that second overall pick that you got from Tennessee that there's maybe a running back option there to change maybe the dynamic of this offense even more?
I think looking at this draft, you can also get that at 66 or 95.
Okay.
And that's where I think a possible trade down could happen is, and you got to find a trade partner and somebody willing to, hey, we need to go to 31 to go get somebody. But then you pick up a fourth or fifth that you don't, or fifth you don't have, or a fourth, and I think you can find that same guy that you're alluding to. Because I'm with you, I'm in total agreement. Let me give you a stat. Last year, the Chiefs were number one in the NFL in the number of second and four or second and fives by far. What was that? That's Kareem Hunt getting 4 yards or five on first down. I've learned to love second and five. I hate second and 11. Or first and 15.
Or
I hate
fourth and one.
I hate third and one.
Well, don't even go there. But the point is, you've got a chance. You've got that guy. And Kareem Hunt's proven that. What you haven't had is the 4-3-5 burner Jahmyr Gibbs type.
Right.
And a David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs combo when the Lions 2 years ago had that. If you get that, you got something. So when you look at this draft, the kid from Tennessee, Dylan Sampson, a little shorter, but he's got the 4-3-5 speed. To me, Brashil Tootin from Virginia Tech, 5'9", 206, got some toughness. There was a Pacheco comp, but he's faster. He's 4'3", 2. So what? Those are just a couple names. The two Ohio State guys will be gone probably. But I'm looking at what would be the next Jerick McKinnon as a rookie. And Gibbs, yes. But I think it's going to be hard to find a Gibbs, but you can find maybe a Jerick McKinnon-ish type guy. in the second or third round.
Are we seeing a renaissance at the running back position, or are we just looking at 1 year and going, the running back is back?
No, Barkley did it.
Yeah.
Because every draft discussion for the 5 years prior to this one is you don't take a running back. Now they're all of a sudden they're looking at, you know, Genty's going to go, what, top five maybe?
I'm afraid he's going to go to Vegas.
I think he'll go to Vegas. Yeah. And
they're going to go back-to-back with Bowers and Genty and put their – claim their
Bowers statement. Is going
to
be a load, boys.
Yeah, for a long time.
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather have Bowers or Ladd McConkey on the Chiefs?
On the Chiefs? I would take Bowers because he's your Kelsey replacement. Okay. And I'd love to have him and Kelsey together for a year because that would just be wicked. But Bowers is so good. And love Ladd McConkey, too.
Yeah.
But still, the fact that Genty now has become – and people are going, well, you just don't take the guy like that. You don't take him in the first round. Completely got wiped out in this discussion because of what Saquon Barkley did last year at the Eagles.
Yeah, it changes everything because I am a don't draft a running back that high. But I think, you know, you look at a guy like, you know Genty right now, and if that's the guy and you can get three or four really good years out of him, then it's worth your first round draft pick, isn't it?
Well, and Bob, you look at like Travion Henderson, right, and Quinshon Judkins. Those guys were, I mean, what a 1-2 combo.
Yep.
Beat even a Marion Hampton. These guys are all being talked about in the first round. A year ago, you would have been a fool to talk about them because you just don't take that guy.
Right.
Now that could be where the run is, because on the podcast, two podcasts ago with Matt, is being prepared. This Chiefs team, and where Brett Veach and his staff have done an excellent job, they have prepared this team to be able to move up, down, and not be exposed in any certain area. But you also have to be ready for the run. The run's coming somewhere. Last year it was quarterback. Mm-hmm. But those six guys in the first 12 picks, it shoves everything else down. Mm-hmm. And that's why it gave the Chiefs a chance to get Xavier Worthy, because it shoved the wide receivers down. Now, in 22, it was the run on wide receivers. There was a lot of wide receivers. What did that do? That shoved down Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis to be able to take. Running back, ironically, because you didn't take running backs in the first round, could be where that run is this year. And it starts with Janty and the other guys that I met.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Mention, and again, it's just a change in thought. It can change so quickly in this league.
No doubt about it. We'll continue our draft coverage with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on the other side. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for...
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.